poll, vaccinated individuals not eager to get booster tailored to newer specific variants. By Hannah Blow on November 29, 2022. Individuals who are already vaccinated for the Chinese coronavirus do not seem eager to get the new booster tailored to newer specific variants, a survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey found most identifying themselves as fully vaccinated, 23% vaccinated without a booster shot and 42% vaccinated with at least one booster shot thus far. Nearly a quarter, 23%, said they have not received any coronavirus shots, and 6% refused to reveal their status. The survey found that most have heard at least a little about the booster shots tailored to newer specific variants of COVID-19, but when asked if they want it, vaccinated individuals did not seem overly thrilled. Just 15% said they already got it, followed by 25% who said yes, they want that jab. Nearly 4 in 10, 38%, said no. They do not want that jab, followed by 23% who remain unsure. Most vaccinated Republicans, 59%, do not want the new booster supposedly tailored to new variants, a sentiment shared by 40% of independents but just 17% of Democrats. The survey was taken November 19 to 22, 2022, among 1,500 U.S. citizens and comes as public health officials and leftist organizations continue in their efforts to push coronavirus vaccinations on the American public, nearly a year after President Biden's massive employer mandate was struck down by the Supreme Court. That mandate, if upheld, would have subjected roughly 84 million American workers to the jab. Administrative agencies are creatures of statute. They accordingly possess only the authority that Congress has provided. The Secretary has ordered 84 million Americans to either obtain a COVID-19 vaccine or undergo weekly medical testing at their own expense, the court's opinion read in part. The opinion went on, ultimately striking down the major employer mandate in a 6-3 vote. This is no everyday exercise of federal power. It is instead a significant encroachment into the lives and health of a vast number of employees. We expect Congress to speak clearly when authorizing an agency to exercise powers of vast economic and political significance. Yet, public health officials have continued to push the vaccine, which, despite initial misinformation, does not prevent one from contracting the virus, nor does it stop the transmission of the virus. Despite that, Dr. Anthony Fauci left Americans with another pre-holiday warning during his final White House press briefing appearance, asserting that the unvaccinated are most at risk. But the real danger is in the people who have not been vaccinated, Fauci said, making no mention of the concerns surrounding the mRNA vaccination specifically, including the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. That finding prompted Florida to update its guidance, recommending against those mRNA vaccines for men under the age of 40. Earlier this year, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel admitted that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approved another coronavirus booster shot with no human clinical data, sparking controversy. In the U.S., the FDA asked the manufacturers to make an updated vaccine, knowing that there was no clinical data, Bancel told European Parliament. The FDA was comfortable doing that, because there was a test running technique around the ancestral vaccine booster. It was also tested in the clinic around the Beta variants booster. So we pulled up clinical data, he said, adding that they wanted the vaccine available and it's already available in pharmacy as we speak in the U.S.